This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Latta, who represents the Buckeye State's 5th Congressional District. We want to get his reaction to the president's latest push for his small business package, as well as some of the latest economic data, some of which has been rather distressing, that has been released in the last few days. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the district work period that you've had basically since the end of July, early August anyway. And I know you've had a chance to talk to a lot of different folks in northwestern Ohio. What have they told you about how they perceive the economy and why they think it's the way it is?
Well, you know, just real briefly, my district is the largest manufacturing and the largest agricultural district in the state of Ohio. And so what I've been doing is literally I have 16 counties. I've been out in my district going from county to county, and I go through factories, businesses. I talk to local government officials, bankers, you name it. I've been talking to everybody. And pretty much they've all been saying the same thing. And it's what's been going on in Washington from the health care bill, the cap and trade legislation, the question out there with regulations, especially dealing with the EPA, taxes, and then the debt and the deficit. That's what's on everybody's mind out there.
What do they want from Washington? Obviously, they want solution and to help get this economy moving forward, but how do they think you ought to do that?
Well, you know, it's interesting you ask that, because what I have been asking after I get done with, I go through the plant tours. It's not like where the president shows up at some factory and they set up his everything. He walks out, has the people cheering behind him, and he leaves. I'm out on the factory floors talking to the people that are running the presses, the managers, and the owners of these companies. And this is one question I leave them with. I say, if you could give me a one sentence to take back to Washington, what would that be? And I could have written it down before the first person told me. And then one guy said it very succinctly. He said, quit killing the entrepreneur.
Well, that is very succinct. And in terms of policies, what policies do you think the government then ought to pursue? What specifically is killing the entrepreneur most, and what's the best way to relieve the burden?
Well, you know, number one, let's just start with the health care legislation. We've got to repeal and replace that thing right off the bat. People back home aren't happy with it. They don't want anything to do with it. And the more that I've been out talking with businesses, they're running the numbers, what this is going to cost them. And they're saying this thing's out of control. Number two, you look at the whole question of cap and trade. The Heritage Foundation had done a study earlier last year where they looked at all 435 congressional districts. Ohio gets 87% of its energy is coal-based. Indiana, which is, I run down halfway down the state of Indiana, is 94%. And my district would be the third hardest hit district in America, according to the Heritage Foundation, when you're looking at manufacturing jobs and what this thing's going to cost. So when businesses are looking, you know, they look at that. They look at the whole issue of regulations. I've got the EPA out here that we're under orders on two areas that would actually now be cheaper for the federal government to buy the community than to do the project. Now, that's crazy. And then you look at this whole question of the debt and the deficit. You know, when you're looking at the massive amount, you know, when before we left for the August work period, and, you know, CBO was saying that we're looking at about a $20.3 trillion debt within 10 years, and Treasury is saying $26 trillion, that, you know, the businesses aren't stupid. They're looking at this and going back. You know, we remember the late 70s, early 80s, when we had 21.5% interest rates in this country, and I talked to some businesses that had to pay 26% interest when they were out borrowing money. And so what's happening is nobody's borrowing. I've got some folks I've talked to with a small company that they're actually financing their company now out of their own savings rather than going to the bank, because nobody wants to take on debt. They say, you know what, we're fearful that the federal government's going to turn around and start raising taxes. And they say, it's all going to fall down on us, the small business. And these are the same people that are out. We were asking to create these jobs, and they're saying there's no way we can do it.
Well, that dovetails pretty directly into what the president was saying today in the Rose Garden. He says that basically you and your colleagues, congressional Republicans, particularly on the Senate side, though, are holding up his small business agenda, which he says would essentially lower taxes and increase access to credit for small businesses, What's your assessment of that package? What is he perhaps not saying that needs to be said?
Well, you know, I think that they put these nice titles in all these bills. But when you go out and talk to small businesses, you know, they say, you're going to get a credit for creating a job. They go, no, the whole idea is, the problem is the perception. Washington says, oh, look, the economy is stabilizing. No, what we see back home is people holding on by their fingernails. And so, you know, they're not talking to these people. And they're not finding out what's really going on in their businesses. And so when they say, oh, we'll give you a credit, they don't need a credit because they're not going to use a credit. What they need are lower taxes. They need less regulations. They can say they're going to do all these nice things, and nothing's going to happen because, again, businesses out there, especially the ones we're talking about, you know, these companies of 200 people or less, are all saying the same thing, is that, hey, you know, we're seeing maybe an uptick in our business, but we're not going to hire anybody right now because we just don't know what the future is going to hold. You know, where's this health care bill? You know, they say the health care bill hasn't kicked in yet. Where it's going to hit us? And so they're all saying the same thing. We're just going to hold right where we are right now.
Congressman, in our last 60 seconds or so here, you've already talked about some ideas that you'd like to pursue if the Republicans get the majority, including repealing and replacing of the health care package, which was approved earlier this year. But give a few more bullet points. What can folks in your district and around the country look forward to if Republicans have the majority?
Well, you know, first of all, we've got to make sure that 01 and 03 tax cuts are made permanent right off the bat, because if you're going to get the economy moving and you just look at the statistics, and that's what's going to do it. It's not more government intervention. It's less government intervention. It's going to get this country moving. You know, when you're talking about like the death tax is, you know, if right now we're looking at that thing coming roaring back to where it was 10 years ago with a $1 million exemption level with a 55% tax rate. After that, and you know, that's going to hit small businesses and farmers right between the eyes, and so that's got to be eliminated permanently. So, and then we have to do something about regulations and get regulations off these companies' backs, because they look at overseas and they're going, you know what, we can't compete against these people, because when you look what the government's imposing on us, and they say, okay, we're going to put two ball and chains around each foot, we're going to throw in the ocean, say, start swimming, and it's like, that's impossible. So I think that, you know, to look forward to is, you know, on the tax side, especially on the income and the business side, then, of course, on the death tax, we have to repeal and replace on the health care, and then we'll get to work also on these very obnoxious regulations that are coming down on these businesses so they can't compete.
Last question before we let you go, sir. There's been talk about the Democrats pursuing a pretty extensive lame duck session after the midterms. How concerned are you about that?
Well, I'm very much concerned. You know, and the people back home are concerned about it. They're saying, you know what, let's see, if they lose, then they're going to pile all this stuff on us, and they'll choke the life out of us. And it'll be like their last hurrah, saying, well, we did it, finally did it to America, where we finished them off. And I think that over in the Senate, that, you know, I think they're going to have to defend 20 seats in 2012. A lot of these people over in the Senate better start thinking very, very closely at what they might want to do, because the American people are going to hold them accountable if they pass this stuff.
A lot to watch over the next few months. Congressman, thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thanks very much.
Ohio Congressman Bob Latta, Republican from the state's 5th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.